In early 2020, I shared with you the story of the Macomb County Medical Examiner who had had a young patient come in, 25 years old, not a patient, a decedent, I should say, who had died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. But they learned during the course of their medical examination, their forensic evaluation, their autopsy, that he had a relative that had been hospitalized for COVID-19. So they tested the decedent for COVID-19. He tested positive. And they counted that as a COVID death. Let me repeat myself. The man had committed suicide with a firearm, and they counted it as a COVID death. Unfortunately, that's not an unusual story. Did they die from COVID or with COVID? That has been the foundation for many debates on this program and elsewhere for quite some time. Why does Germany's numbers look so low compared to the United States? Because they're much more strict in how they count those that died from COVID, for example. Joining me is Thomas Renz, lead attorney for a COVID fraud lawsuits, and saying that maybe these numbers are exaggerated and he's got some stuff to back it up. Thomas, good to have you here. Thank you for taking the time.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
You know, when I go back and I share that story from time to time, published in the Detroit News about the Macomb County Medical Examiner saying, here's a guy who committed suicide, but yet it's a COVID death. To me, that gives that blows away credibility for all other COVID numbers, because if you're doing that, you're counting everybody who dies with COVID in their system as being a COVID death, and that's just not accurate, is it?
No, it's not at all, and this is really the problem. Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, we had the director of the public health department for the state of Illinois, have all came out and said that the number is actually with COVID. The number of people they're reporting as dying are people who've died with. So you get the people who have committed suicide or had other tragic deaths. But more importantly, what it's doing is it's making it so that we really don't know what's happening with this disease. The data is so skewed and it's so politicized now that we really can't determine with any sort of accuracy what's really happening with this.
Well, would it have benefited, because there's been discussions about national standards for a variety of different approaches to COVID, whatever it might be, but a national standard on how we count COVID deaths, that would be helpful, because that way each state would count the same. We would count the same as Germany. Germany would count the same as Spain and Italy. Then we would have an idea of what's really going on. What we have here is the Wild West, is it not?
Oh, it's worse than that. I mean, not only with the deaths, but even with the cases. I don't know if you've had the opportunity to look into the PCR testing, but we have Dr. Fauci himself saying that anything over 35 cycles in a PCR test is garbage. Well, the problem is all the PCR tests are approved at 40 cycles or more. So across the country, the case count is garbage, the death count is garbage. And meanwhile, we're imprisoning seniors, making them die alone, not letting kids go to school. There's no education. We're discriminating against our elderly. It's just terrible. All over data that is in no way standardized, does not make sense, and is really just borderline meaningless.
So let me be frank about this, Tom. I'm going to give some credence to the conspiracy theorists, and I'm not one, by the way. I'm going to give some credence to them that they say there's something different happening here, that it's a plandemic, that there's something going on here. The Great Reset is being laid on the foundation of COVID because it's a way to dramatically change behavior, get people used to wearing masks, force them into staying home, force them to close their businesses. When big businesses thrive, the mom and pop shops get destroyed. When you lay it out like that, it makes me wonder if they're not right about their assertions.
Well, you know, the thing about it is for our part, we've got to be focused on facts and we've got to be focused on things we can prove. Here's what I can prove. Using CDC data, using CDC guidelines, using Department of Health guidelines from various states, I can tell you that the case count is garbage. I can tell you that if you read the instruction manuals for most of the tests, the PCR tests, they include a disclaimer that says this should not be used to diagnose COVID-19. Because it doesn't work. I mean, that's what it says. The PCR test is a test that does not diagnose COVID-19. The death count, it's wrong. It's just garbage. There is one disease in the United States that we count deaths for this way, and that's COVID-19. Every other disease is counted the same way. And we have CDC documents saying that we intend to have this increase the numbers. There's going to be artificially high numbers. I mean, we know this. It's not a secret. It's not a conspiracy. It's their documents. And that's really the big thing about our case is we're using their documents, their words. And the beautiful thing is while I can show their documents, they're still denying them.
Let me ask you this, Tom. Thomas Renz here, lead attorney for a COVID fraud lawsuit. Let me ask you this. I was looking at flu numbers for the 2020-2021 flu season. There aren't any flu numbers being reported, to be quite honest. There's almost nothing. Where are the flu cases? We have flu cases every year at this time, and somehow they've vanished.
Yeah, they quit counting the flu, and that's because the way that COVID is diagnosed, and you really have to get into the weeds here, but the short version is this. COVID and the flu very much look the same in a lot of ways. That's not to say that COVID's not real. We absolutely believe that it's a real disease and it's killed people. But the symptoms and the overlap are very, very close. They're
just everywhere. So hold on. So they just stopped counting flu cases altogether? That's an official stance of the CDC? They don't count flu cases anymore? They just all count as COVID cases? Is that what you're telling me?
That's exactly what I'm telling you. COVID cured the flu.
That's absurd. All right, let me give you the last word here. We got about 20 seconds. Wrap it up for me. Where do we go from here?
Well, we're doing what we can in court, but we need the people to rise up. We're the people's case. We're representing the people. We're representing their interests. If you care about your kids, you care about your business, you care about your elderly, if you don't want to lock yourself in a home and die alone, you need to fight. You need to stand up. You need to tell people this is not acceptable. You need to march. You need to do whatever you can to peacefully protest this.
Thomas Renz, great conversation. We need to do more of this because I'm not done with this conversation, sir. Please come back.
Thank you, sir. Be honored.
Greatly appreciate it. Back after this.